So he tells us that what's most significant, if we are to progress in our avodas Hashem, is to do an audit, a regular audit, a daily audit, to see where we succeeded in life, where we failed in life, which agendas we have to push, which we have to revise, which we have to throw out altogether. And he points to big business. He says, in big business, this is a constant. We're constantly monitoring every single day that which takes place. You can't say, oh, we'll come back in a month and take a look at it. Come back in a month, the position we have in the stock market could have wiped us out because we didn't attend to it in the last month. Needs it. On a daily basis, we have to be attentive. He says, and this is not an idea that I conceived, he said, but this is an idea conceived by Chazal. And there's something very remarkable we're going to see. It's a good quote to Gemara Baba Basra. But there's something extremely remarkable about it. We'll see in a moment. This is what Chazal taught us of the Shainam. And the Pasuk in its symbol, it's talking about with Sichon and Oig, that the Moshlim, the ruler said, Bo Cheshbon, Cheshbon was the capital city. So all the ruling class said, we have to come, Bo Cheshbon, let's come to the capital city to do our business. But Chazal say this is an allusion to something else as well, in a very different realm, in a spiritual realm. Okay, Yoimu HaMoshlim, who are the rulers? Is HaMoshlim the Yitzram, those that have already succeeded in putting the Yetzer Hara in place. What do they tell us? What's their message? That let us ponder, let us audit life and to see how to live life. And what are the things we should do? Hefset mitzvah keneged schar. You know, I have a chance. I could go daven mincha today, or I could sit at my desk and make money. It looks like I could make a significant amount of money by being at my desk. But if I go to daven, I'm going to lose the opportunity. So, stop the thing. Hefset mitzvah. What have I lost by going to do the mitzvah? And what's the cry for the schar of the mitzvah? We'll see that the schar of the mitzvah is far greater than the loss that I might have endured. Uschar Aveira, on the other hand, when it comes to doing Aveiras, the Yetzirah is a good merchant. He is very convincing and persuasive that his goods are worth engaging in. So the Schar Aveira, what we're going to gain by listening to the Yetzirah. But let us ponder the negative saving. What is the spiritual loss by going down that way? That's the Gemara. And then he makes an observation, a stunning observation about Zeh. And then what they're telling us is Ka'itz Amitis, as this is a very practical Itz, as he pointed out before. This is the derech of business, is to audit constantly, to constantly watch what you're doing, what happened today, when you make money, when you lose money, what to do tomorrow. And this you don't have to be from the great businessmen of the world. This is the aleph phase of the world of business. You have to do this. But when it comes to our ruchnias, to our spirituality, this approach, which is so fruitful, nobody could give it to you. And not only can I not give you this advice, but even if someone gives us this advice, we won't begin to understand how important, how significant it is. So there's two things. Some people can give a good piece of advice. So you have to be very wise in a particular area. After they give advice, there are people that can understand the advice. That this is, yeah, makes a lot of sense. This is what I should do. Sometimes you go to a very wise person and his eitzah, the counsel that he gives us is so profound that when after he gives it to us, I'm still not sure why it is that way. He left me. It's not, I'm not at that pay grade. I don't understand it. But I trust him because I know he's a talented person with great insight. So he says, this piece of advice, if you're not Moshe Yitzchum, if you haven't put the Yetzirah in your place, if you're not give this piece of advice, and more than that, if you receive this piece of advice, you will not realize how true it is. who can give the advice and realize how important it is? Eloisim shekvar yotzu mitachas yad yitzram umoshlova. Only a person that has conquered the Yetzirah. A person that is still in the grips of his Yetzirah, he cannot recognize this as being true, even after you tell it to him. He can't recognize it. Just, I don't get it. Why? Yetzirah knows how to blind us, to pull the wool over our eyes. You know, and this is an amazing thing. An Eitzah, which is so axiomatic to the world of business. And there's no businessman that you would ask me. You would ask any businessman in the world, does he think this is a wise thing to do, to constantly audit what's going on in your business, where you're making money, where you're losing money? He would even wonder why you're asking him such a question. If you're asking him such a question, you probably shouldn't be in business. It's not axiomatic to you that you have to do that. So this is an Eitzah, which is so obvious. Every business in the world runs on this basis. And yet, when it comes to Ruchnius, not only don't we see it, but even after we're given this piece of advice, we still don't understand it as being true. I'm in my office a whole day. I'm on the computer. I'm monitoring transactions, and overnight, the computer keeps running. I come in the morning, and it spews out new data for me to look at. That's my whole life. I'm sitting in an executive office, but I spend all my time doing it. And yet, and then I tell you, well, listen, you know, what you do in the world of business, it's a smart idea to run your spiritual affairs with the same efficiency and the same oversight. So not only doesn't he realize it on his own, but after I tell it to him, he says, well, come on, what are you trying to tell me? What type of bill of goods are you trying to sell me? He can't even relate to it at that point. After you tell it to him that he should equate his spiritual affairs with his business affairs, run them with the same oversight, still doesn't ring true. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. Here, where am I meaning? We believe we came to this world ultimately for one reason, to serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo. We have material circumstances in which we live, and we pursue material things. There are mitzvahs to do that, that's true. But they are dealing with the material part of life. So now when we come to the fully spiritual part of life, we close down. The same methodology that we pursue our entire life with such discipline and such enthusiasm and such commitment, when it comes to our ruchnius, we don't even recognize it as being true. So this is the challenge that the Ramchal tells us we have. Chazal were very clear that we have to proceed in life in this fashion. And yet it's so difficult to integrate that into day-to-day existence. We find resistance to it within ourselves. We just don't relate to it as being important. And he says, why? The Yetzirah is afraid that if we start with this tactic of auditing, self-auditing, the Yetzirah is going to be marginalized. We're going to identify his tentacles in a lot of places where we didn't see them before. Now, we're Mamina, we're believers, so we're going to push her out. So what does the Yetzirah do? The Yetzirah blinds us. It makes it difficult to see how significant, how important, how vital the self-audit is. So it lets us know a little bit what the Ramchal told us before. When we talked about the Gemara, I said, from our standpoint, if you asked us, we would have opted not to be created. The Rabbeinu Shalom said otherwise, we accept it. But in terms of our understanding, it's beyond us. This world is too dangerous a place. And we see how dangerous it is. Something a person could live his entire life pursuing his material affairs. And he's well trained. He went to Harvard Business School. He has an MBA. He knows all the nuances of how to run a business. He made the CEO of the biggest corporation in America. And yet the same person, when it comes to his own spirituality, can't even relate to the fact that the methods that he uses a whole day in his business are worth employing in his ruchnis, in his spiritual affairs. That's how much the Yetzer Hara can deceive us in this world. That's how great the challenge is to be able to understand how to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom, how to undertake that which the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. And this is the very beginning. The Ramchal tells us this is where the journey begins. If we wish to begin the journey, here's where we have to stop. So what does the Yetzer Hara do? The Yetzer Hara puts a roadblock right at the entrance to the interstate. And it tells us, sends us off on a detour someplace. You know, we get lost 50 years in the forest. So the Ramchal is warning us. Chazal told us, only those that have suppressed the Yetzer Hara can see how important this is. And this is something then that we have to accept based on their insight and their professionalism, that this is something, this is the means to succeed in Ruchnius. It is not something we will necessarily grasp on our own because of our struggles with the Yetzer Hara. Phenomenal. Well, a very good evening. It's been a pleasure to look at the parsha, look at the words, the holy words of the Ramchal, and the Mesilas Yesharim. And may the Rabbeinu Shalom grant that we find inspiration. And it should be a schus for Shleimo, or Kol Chole Yisrael, the entire world. And we see the end of this plague, which has so afflicted us in society. And that as Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shalom, to protect all of us and our families, that those that are ill should have a full recovery, and those that aren't ill, chalila, should not recover. I have a good Shabbos, the Rebbe, and I wish all of you a good Shabbos. It's a pleasure to see you, as usual, every night on the Zoom. At least we have this opportunity to get together in this fashion and experience our camaraderie as we used to do with the Beis HaKnesses, and hopefully soon again we will. Well, Simcha, how are you, Simcha, Mitch, Sri Krishna.